Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemenson Powell, and I have been doing a series of interviews with some wonderful entrepreneurs, and today we are talking with yet another one of those persons, and her name is Judy Clark. She works with something that means a lot to me, on a personal level, on a professional level, and it is something that I sometimes drive my friends crazy about, because I think that it is crucial in all of our interactions with one another, whether we know one another or not. So, Judy, are you there?
Hey, are you there?
I am. So welcome, Judy Clark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. So tell me, can you guess which one? I know that you work actually with a couple of things. I mean, it can be narrowed down in a way to one area, but there's something specific under that you work with. And I wonder if you can guess what that is.
Well, communication is so important. I'm a soft skills specialist, but really I specialize in communication. And that does cover a lot. That, you know, professional speaking.
Yes, definitely covers a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, under communication, one of the things that I had noticed that you do, that you'd mentioned before, is customer service.
Yes, I'm passionate about customer service, really. It's funny because a lot of corporations are seeing the value in customer service, but what they're doing is they're pumping, at times, millions of dollars into customer service departments. But really, essentially, customer service is not a department.
It's not a department. Tell me what it is.
Well, customer service is really making sure that your customers are receiving the value and benefit. And it's about creating a relationship. So anybody in any business, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're in a big corporation, customer service is virtually everybody in the business, but it comes down to those frontline people that are dealing with the customers every day. And one of the big problems is that if you have unhappy employees, you're going to have unhappy customers.
I've often thought that, Judy. When I call someplace and I need to get something resolved and meet just terribly grumpy people. And I don't know if you saw it where you are, but there was actually a news program on, and it talked about the customer service at this one particular place, very, very, very large place that many people were having problems with. And they actually showed that there were problems within the personnel, that people just, they would come in, they were in terrible moods, and so they would intentionally do things to aggravate, irritate, and not provide service to the customers. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So some of them were cursing at customers, not giving them answers, putting them on hold intentionally to listen to music for you know, minutes, sometimes hours, transferring them constantly, doing things so that the people just would give up and be extremely angry and frustrated. And I thought to myself, customer service isn't customer service. As you said, it's a relationship. And I sure felt like I was getting dumped.
Yes, yes. It's so important to have an employee-first culture. So important. And it actually builds your bottom line. I was actually just a program on yesterday about corporations that are bringing in happiness experts for their employees. And they're seeing amazing results, like 30 to 40% increase in business and repeat customers just because they have happy employees.
Yes. Now, you've taken this and other soft communication skills, and you've turned this into business. Now, you had written to me that you learned by the age of 6 to ask people, how can I help you? So tell me about your entrepreneurial background, dating back to then, when you first began to learn that.
Well, I grew up in a business. Both of my parents were entrepreneurs, and so I grew up truly within the business. My father had a shipyard, and my mother had a small general store. I grew up in a very rural environment. But us four children were involved in the business right from a very early age, and if there's really one of the biggest things that I learned is that it is all about the customer. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. It's as simple as that. So having that kind of employee culture where you bought into the business, and when I say bought into the business, emotionally bought into the business, makes all the difference in the world. And so that's kind of what shaped my interest in customer service and in communication. I've worked in tourism, so that's another very important area of customer service.
Okay.
Which you don't always see that in tourism, and I really wonder why sometimes, because they're so reliant on their customers.
Yes. How aware do you think people are? I mean, generally, if you had to rate a scale 1 to 10, how aware are from a large corporation to a small business, how aware do you think they are about customer service?
Well, not aware at all. Like I mentioned, I'm in Canada, and we have a large cell phone provider that since 2008, they've pumped $600 million into customer service enhancement. Now, this is, I'm a customer of this cell phone provider, and I had a problem. I was talking to the technical department, and I said to the technician, this is really poor customer service. And he said, oh, I'm not customer service. This is the technical department. I can put you through to customer service. I said, well, who are you talking to right now? And he said, you. And I said, what am I? And he said, well, a customer. I said, well, there you go. You're customer service. They $600 million, and that technician had zero customer service training. That's
okay.
Where the problem is.
Wow. And, but that, yes, that happens, that just seems to happen everywhere. That
it
that
does.
Is going on. Wow. Well, I want to come take a little break here and come back in a moment and talk a little bit about how you managed to take all of this, your communication background, your entrepreneurial background, and take it and turn it into the business that you're shaping today. And also there's someone that you're working with, and I want you to talk a little bit about that and having that support in your business. Okay, so we'll be back in a moment. This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemson Powell, and today we are talking Judy Clark. Welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemson Powell, and today we're talking with Judy Clark about entrepreneurship and communication. So, Judy?
Hello.
Hello. All right. So, more specifically, so you have these skills. What did you do? What did you say you wanted to actually get out there and do? What was your first thought? And how did you begin to put this together?
Okay, well, I actually am a certified trainer. So I've face-to-face training is what I do. And this really came about for many different reasons, I guess, that I used to work with a professional speaker and coached and got into public speaking training. And that's where I just really was passionate about providing an environment where your learning experience is fun and involved and creative and interesting. And I really, really believe that when you're learning, you're growing, which goes the same for me, because when I am teaching, I'm learning. So I quite love to put myself out of my comfort zone and push other people out of their comfort zone to continue to grow.
Okay. Now, nuts and bolts of this, because so you are a certified trainer and you decide you want to do this. So who's the person that is supporting most in this endeavor of yours as an entrepreneur?
Well, my partner. And we actually met at a Toastmasters conference. He is also very passionate about communication and public speaking, and kind of it went on from there. He has a background in IT, and we both really, really love to travel. So putting together my communication skills or expertise, travel, and his IT skills is how we kind of, the business kind of morphed out of that. And so we just like to, everything that we're passionate about, which is all of those, put it all together. And
okay,
that's what we do. we travel.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Working together, traveling together. Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you, what are three things that you would say are most important to you in running your business every day as an entrepreneur? What are the three things that you make sure that you get done single day?
As an entrepreneur? Yes. Well, I think the three things I do every day, I mean, I start my morning with, because I have an online business, I start my morning making sure that I answer any of my students and go over what's been happening with my online course and stay up on that. I do that every single morning, 7 days a week, no matter where I am. Because it's very important to me to have a relationship with my students. And so that would be how I start my day. And then it's just continuing to grow the business. So we have a few things, projects coming up that we're working on. Our next project is actually about dating, which is really all about communication. So very excited about that. And then I guess the last thing would be about just maintaining the relationships that I have and seeing how I can help others in growing. So I try to stay very involved with my online business, fellow instructors. I have a meetup group for people interested in developing their businesses. So I really like to support others in that growing and developing.
So you're really branched out there. You have online classes that you're teaching. I want to talk about those in a moment. In addition to the online classes, you also have in-person groups, and you do hold events.
I don't hold events. I still do face-to-face training. So I have companies that I work with that where I offer the training. So that keeps me quite busy as well. And I don't do events. As I mentioned, we travel quite a bit. And one of the issues with traveling, and I think you would understand this, is that you're always in a new place. So it's kind of you're always starting all over again, hence the networking. I'm always out there meeting new people. But a bit difficult. Oh, the meetup groups, I guess, are mini events. But, in finding new, probably the biggest issue with that is finding venues when you're in new cities and towns.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about the online classes that you're teaching, because this is this would be how we came into contact with one another. So how long have you been teaching online classes, and what do you think of this phenomenon of being able to teach through the internet?
Well, I think it's a real growing area, because I actually believe that especially our young people today are much more interested in lifelong learning. I think everybody is, but that with the internet, it's just become so easy to just learn and grow. And I was just having a conversation about that this morning, how the different, you know, when TV came into being, it really opened up pretty much the U.S. and the U.K. to the world, because you could live, you could see how other people lived. But the internet, when that came into view, it opened up the world to everyone, and that includes learning. Right? It's just so much easier now, and I truly believe it's a growing industry, and that online learning is going to become the way of the future.
I was thinking something about that in actually was talking about, in light of the high tuition, student loan debt, and people looking for alternate ways of getting the education they need to get the job that they need. And many are saying, well, you know, I can actually turn to online learning. I can get an alternate form of education other than spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in loans to get a bachelor's or a master's or a doctorate, to get a job that won't even pay back principal on those loans.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's already, been shown that most of the jobs that young people, very young people, children right now, today, most of the jobs they will have haven't even been invented yet. So to put out that kind of money, and I'm nothing against university education. I actually believe universities are moving to online as well, and that you're going to be getting your bachelor degrees online.
Yes, but the article that I was reading was saying that many people are opting to go online rather than to a physical space because it is costing them less money. But, I mean, I can understand that. When I look back, my actual first degree, my bachelor's degree, was a Bachelor of Science in Mass Communication, and I studied with a concentration in broadcast journalism. And when I look back, the cost of school total for the 4 years was about, for the 4 years, $25,000. And we were shocked at that then. We were absolutely shocked. And I'm not that old. I mean, we were shocked at that then. We thought, and now $25,000 doesn't get you 1 year.
No.
After school.
Yeah, it's becoming not doable for so many people.
It is an education revolution. Tell me about one of your online courses.
Well, my online course right now that I'm working with is on customer service. And funnily enough, because I do face-to-face training as well, I incorporate that course into face-to-face. Now, the course can be standalone, but I also offer the course, and then you can bring me in for one-day workshop where we actually build on what you learned in the course. And I think that is part of the wave of the future as well, is having courses that either stand alone or you can actually incorporate them into face-to-face training. And
adding a mastermind onto it or something like that.
Yes. So it's actually, we've had so much fun with it. And we have a couple of other projects. As I mentioned, dating is our new project. That course should be up within the next couple of months. And that really came about with a person saying to me, that online dating is just so difficult. And I said, but there are other ways. And he said, really? And he was in his 20s. And I'm like, yeah. We used to actually meet people,
course, you will be teaching people about how to meet each other and date in person?
Yeah, how to actually cast your net as wide as possible. Nothing against the online dating programs that are out there, but that isn't the only way to meet people. And if you go out right now and walk down the street and actually look around you, how many people are walking down the street with their head down? They're not paying any attention to anybody around them. And really the secret to meeting people is eye contact. So you can,
I absolutely believe you. I was out yesterday with my sister. We were going shopping and she stopped me and she said, "Huh? Did you see that?" She said, "Boy, he was just staring at you," and I was looking at the ground. I even had a frown on my face. I had just woken up. I was just not really awake and didn't really want any attention at any rate. But I'd gotten dressed and we'd gone out and there was someone who felt that I was worth looking at and I didn't notice a thing. So yes, you're absolutely right.
Exactly. So, and I'm also working on another course on job search, which is very topical right now, and that's about getting the career you want. And that's really changing. As we know, it's very, very difficult job market out there and throughout most of the world right now. You really have to set yourself apart in order to even be noticed. And once again, communication is imperative. It's just, it's what will set you apart from the rest. And that's
okay.
That's
wow, those are two very important areas. I think you're going to have a lot of people signing up for those courses, because people definitely, they want to make that connection and they want to get that job. That is so important. Well, I want to take a quick break here and then come back and talk a little bit more about how you are marketing yourself. Marketing, I think that's extremely important in terms of when you are an entrepreneur, because, like you said, you've got to get the word out there. So think on that for a moment, and we'll be right back. This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemson-Powell, and our guest today is communications entrepreneur Judy Clark. Hello and welcome back to Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clemson-Powell, and we are talking today with Judy Clark. And Judy is doing a number of things with communication, and one of the she's getting ready to branch out into something that's going to help people looking for jobs, people who are going on dates, and she's helping people basically to provide better customer service. She's doing some incredible things, soft skills, she calls them, but I think they're very hard-hitting, what you're doing, Judy, very hard-hitting, in a good way. so I want to ask you, how are you doing this? How are you getting the word out there about what you're doing? How are you marketing yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially for entrepreneurs, because it's
you can have a wonderful product, and if nobody knows you exist, well, what's the point?
Yes. Well, I do rely fairly heavily on social media and business to business. As I mentioned, I do face-to-face training, so using my online course in the face-to-face training helps to get that word out there. And word of mouth is so important. If you've got happy customers, it works out very well for you. So I rely on that quite heavily in the business-to-business and marketing directly to businesses because it is a business course. And then online, I use social media, LinkedIn. I'm quite involved with LinkedIn. And that
is that your number one?
Pardon?
Is that your number one social media place?
It would be, yes. So I belong to a lot of groups, and I participate in those groups because that is very important. Once again, it's about the relationship. If you become known, and I don't advertise in those groups, I participate. So in supporting other people, in you know, really doing that, how can I help you? And that is where the relationship grows. I also write articles and blogs. Right now, we're rebuilding an absolute kick butt website. So that's where the blogs are mostly.
Hey, folks, so just remember, you have to build an absolute kick butt website.
So that's being rebuilt right now. And then, of course, I can be found on Udemy. So my customer service and communication course is on Udemy. And I stay quite involved. Udemy has a very strong Facebook support group for instructors, which is how you and I met. And I do stay quite involved on there as well. And that is in supporting others, asking how I can help, anytime I can impart my knowledge. You know, that helps me as well, because every time I teach, I learn. So, and when I'm helping others is when I'm growing the most. So I rely heavily on that. As well, with the B2B, my first big client that I got when I moved to this city that I'm in right now, I'm in Toronto in Canada, was within the first 3 months, I found a place to volunteer, and that volunteering got me in the door doing training for them, and then I've actually landed two more clients just by word of mouth with that training.
That's something people don't really often think about, that volunteering can lead to a great job or a contract or...
Yep, yes. Yeah, and you know, everybody likes to do business with people they know, and that comes right down to that. You'll see that in my job search is getting out there. It's creating relationships. It's all about the relationships. It's how you set yourself apart.
Most definitely, I'm in total agreement. I think I'm still back there with the phrase, with the absolute kick butt website. I really like that. That's going to stick in my mind for a while. So you need to ask yourself when you're putting your business together, do I have an absolute kick butt website?
Oh, wow. Exactly.
Thank you for that.
And I don't right now, which is why that's
why
probably,
you're re-shipping.
Yes. Outside of building the new courses, that is number one on the list. Having that website, being able to be found easily, is very, very important, and part of the relationship as well.
It's, you know, there are so many little things to do when you are an entrepreneur, because you're having to really to do it all, the marketing. Figuring out where your best place is. Someone had said to me, I think it was Wendy McClellan, who I interviewed earlier, that you need to choose two sources of social media and stay focused on those, that you really can't do all of them well.
Exactly. Oh, I would so agree with that. On Facebook, for instance, a lot of people have professional Facebook pages and utilize that. I have stayed away from that, mainly because I'm a small entrepreneur. I do not have the time. And the thing is if you set these pages up, you need to stay current. So LinkedIn takes up a lot
of
time.
Yes, constantly interact.
Yeah,
you use a tool such as, I think there's TweetDeck, there's Hootsuite, things like that. I use Hootsuite. So do you use something like that?
I do. Because I'm on Twitter and I tweet pretty much daily, mainly quotes is what I tweet, unless I have some great new information out or I'm promoting somebody or promoting something. And that is using Hootsuite to try and get that out. And that keeps everything going because you can link it all together. But LinkedIn is really a great source when you get involved with the groups, because that's where the magic happens. is becoming involved in those groups. I've actually, and as far as job hunting goes, I've got a job twice. I've got jobs off of LinkedIn. So that's another great area to job hunt.
Well, LinkedIn has gone through its own evolution. I actually have been on it since its inception, since it began. So I've seen some of the changes that it's made, and I have not actually used it as much in the latest. Been more Facebook for me, Facebook and Twitter advertising. And you know, for my marketing, but I've actually been contemplating about getting LinkedIn going again, posting more blog articles, things like that. And I think that's something that people can do, should know that they can do on LinkedIn, correct, is posting articles, links to articles, writing articles specifically for their LinkedIn audience, for their network.
Yes. And that's, once again, my blog, every time I post a blog post or an article on LinkedIn, that goes out to a link through Twitter and onto my Facebook page, which, as I mentioned before, my Facebook is not a professional page. It's a personal page, and I try to keep it that way. But personally, once again, I have a large group of friends and family and acquaintances on Facebook, and they all know a lot of people, and it's casting your net wide. There's, you know, maybe it isn't my friends and family that are interested in what I'm doing, but if
they're
in
friends.
Contact, yeah, yeah. Like,
yes, that's the point of networking.
Exactly.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I actually this morning I checked my email and found I have three people who would possibly like to do business with me. So yeah, I need to follow up and get right on that. And that came out of my network, not directly to me.
And I find that with Twitter and LinkedIn. So, and like you, and Wendy had a very good idea there with you can't do it all. And that's pretty much, as an entrepreneur, that goes across the board. You can't do it all. So you need to, even though my partner is in IT, we're getting the basic website built. So a lot of the content will be ours. And that's more of a time issue than anything else.
Yes,
you
most
just
definitely.
You have to know when to let it go.
Yes. Well, is there any one last thing that you would like to say to someone who is thinking about taking their entering into entrepreneurship through some sort of communication skills, or who is just in general thinking about being an entrepreneur? What would you say to them to get started?
I would say just do it. Have a plan and put it into action. It's always great to have a plan, or people spend a lot of time on business plans and that sort of thing and having goals, but that's all they are until you put it into action. So it's just actually sitting down and working and just doing it. And you're going to make a lot of mistakes, and I continue to make mistakes, but I learn from them and then move on. Let it go. Move on.
Okay. Just do it. All right. Well, so there you go. Good customer service, good communication skills. And just do it. Oh, absolute kick butt website. So those are our takeaways today from the conversation, a wonderful conversation with Judy Clark. If you are thinking about being an entrepreneur, do as she said. Stop just thinking about it. Just do it. Okay? This is Live with Barrett. I'm your host, Barrett Clementson-Powell, and we've been talking with communications entrepreneur Judy Clark. Please join me tomorrow when we talk with Claire Lynch, another entrepreneur who's out there doing it, spreading love, making money, giving back, changing the world. Have a wonderful